It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Justin Fancy. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Cal. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me again, my friend.
Good, good. Not a problem. Way over on the other side of the country you are.
For sure, yeah.
Or I guess, yeah. I am, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, I'm ahead of you, I think, what is it, 2.5, 3.5 hours?
Something like that, yeah. You bet. Well,
yeah,
thanks.
For sure.
Thanks for chatting. I always appreciate it. You got a new tune called Makes Me Wanna. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how's everything going for you and your family?
It's going good. Busy times with work and I guess, you know, trying to make a living in a music career as well. And just everything's going on now. And I'm, you know, I like it that way. I've always been that way. Just go, never ends, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So your day job keeps you busy through COVID, does it?
Absolutely, yeah. So I was working at home. We got in two stints of working at home. But we're now back in the office now, and the COVID cases aren't real bad here now. But I'm hearing some other stories in Nova Scotia right now, and my heart, and you know, and the rest of the country as well, experiencing some bad times with this you know, pandemic and whatever else. And my heart goes out to everybody that's affected by that right now.
Yeah, you betcha, you betcha. Let's talk about the new tune, "Makes Me Wanna." So, tell me about that song.
Yeah, so this one I wrote during the recording process, believe it or not, during the whole album recording process, and with Clint Curtis, my producer. So this one I kind of just wrote out of the blue, just kind of spit out of me, and I was looking for a bridge for this song for a couple of days, and I could not figure out what I was going to do for the bridge in this song. And, you know, the consensus of the song is basically based on frustration after a bad breakup, and how, you know, how you're frustrated. You're trying to get over this person as soon as possible so you can move on, get on with your life, and kind of, you know, fulfill your dreams of having a family and whatever else. But yeah, that's what the gist of the song was about. And I could not get a bridge down for the like of me. And anyway, I just threw it at my producer one day and said, "Hey, man, you know, would you mind just having a listen to the song and seeing where a bridge fits and what the chord progression would be?" And he came back 5 minutes later and he had it. So that was the only piece of co-writing I did on that album. The rest would have been written solely by me. But yeah, just to have the talents of my producer, man, he was just you know, so crazy good with me and what I wanted and the sound that I wanted to achieve. He was just very special, and obviously lyrically special as well.
That's why producers make the big bucks, I guess, Justin. Hey?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. he's definitely worth it. He's producing. I have no problem in saying he's producing some you know, some of the best stuff in Canada right now. So and he's you know, he's out of Springdale, Newfoundland, which is about a 5.5 hour drive outside of St. John's. That's going west across the island, and you know, it's just a little remote community. And he's got his setup going on. He actually does live shows from his basement and everything these days. He's just a brilliant man. Good. Very brilliant man. Check him out, Clint Curtis.
Good for him. We'll do that for sure. Now let's talk about this the video that you have out for the song. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this one we had to adjust the plans for this one. We were going to do a brand new shoot and kind of, you know, we had a plan, kind of a plot plan for this video, and we ended up having to cancel all of that because of the second stint of COVID came here, and we all started working from home again. So of course I couldn't get out and, you know, with a production team and do this. So we had to actually adjust what we had planned for this video. So I actually went into studio with a friend of mine that's just getting into videography right now, and he's done a phenomenal job. Actually, is a good friend of mine, Jeff Hines. He came in with me, and we just recorded some casual footage of me kind of just singing the song in the studio where I recorded my vocals at the Sound Solution. So we got that footage back, and then I was kind of hemming and hawing on that, and I wanted some transition between scenes. I didn't just want it to be all me, which was the original plan, because we had nothing else, or we thought we had nothing else. And then I got together with my film crew, Center City Media, who done my past videos, and they were going to edit this video. And we all got together and suggested that we use some flashback footage from Sure Beats a Good Time and Think About You. So we ended up taking footage from our other videos and you know, kind of turning it into a past tense of myself and it would have been Sam, which would have been my, you know, she's playing the role of my love interest at that time. And this is her third video now, Samantha Pico, Big Brother. She's been absolutely phenomenal throughout the whole process. And both videos, Think About You and Sure Beats a Good Time, she was an absolute star. So we had lots of footage left over from both of those videos. So we just took that and kind of intertwined it with my performance in studio.
Cool.
And it ended up working out. Yeah, getting a lot of good feedback. And a lot of people don't really notice that it's flashback footage. They just think it's, you know, it's another original, which is kind of what I wanted. But I knew, you know, in the back of my mind, I was like, how is this going to be receptive? Because, you know, our perspective, you know, it was just, I really thought that a lot of people were going to notice, but that wasn't ended up being the case, and everybody loved it. So, you know, that's all you can ask for, I guess.
Perfect. Yeah, you bet. You bet. We'll take a look at that for sure. Now, I want to talk about country music on the East Coast and the ECMA and Music NL and all that. Stronger than ever, right?
It is so, and I'm so proud of our local organization here, Music NL, and the work that they do for artists. I can't say enough. Another organization gave me funding for my album. Arts NL, just so strong when it comes to the music community here in arts and supportive of everything. They're growing every year, and I just, you know, hats off to those organizations here locally. And, of course, ECMA, I'm nominated this year for Inspirational Record of the Year, Inspirational Album of the Year, I think it's called. And you know, just to get recognized there, I had a couple of awards with Music NL earlier this year, and just to get recognized for those awards is a great feeling for me. You know, to know that the work that you're putting in is getting recognized and it's paying off. And you know, sad this year that the ECMAs aren't able to be in person, obviously with the situation in Nova Scotia right now. So I had flights booked and hotels booked. I was really, really excited to get up and actually play in front of a crowd again. I got offered to do a showcase up there in the Country Blues showcase. But, that didn't end up going through. And but we're you know, really happy that it's still going to be held virtually. It's a month delayed now. I think it's going to be in June, so a couple of weeks away. And just hoping that just hoping for a virtual event where we can celebrate virtually instead of all together, and maybe next year it'll be different.
Yeah, here's hoping for sure. Well, Justin, I always enjoy chatting with you. I always enjoy listening to your music as well, and I appreciate the time you took today to chat with me. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so I tell everybody, the main hub is justinfancymusic.ca. It's my website. There you can find all my links to socials and my latest videos and music, of course. On Instagram, at justinfancymusic, and Facebook as well, at justinfancymusic. And Twitter, always lively on the Twitter scene, at justinfancy.
Perfect, man. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again, all right?
Really appreciate it, Cal. Thanks a lot, man.
Justin Fancy on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.